You're listening to 89.1 KHOL Jackson. As you know, Thanksgiving is on Thursday, and the 24th annual Thanksgiving Day Turkey Trot 5K race is happening. It's sponsored this year by St. John's Medical Center, and it starts and finishes at the Teton County Recreation Center. I'm joined by Dr. Miller, who's here because of the sponsorship by St. John's Medical Center, but also because November is Diabetes Awareness Month. Thank you so much for joining me.
Thanks for having me.
So why did St. John's feel this was a good fit to team up with the Turkey Trot?
Well, St. John's Wellness and the Diabetes Department actually are sponsoring it, and it's because lifestyle, diet, exercise is so important in helping to prevent and to treat and manage diabetes that we thought this would be an excellent opportunity to participate with the Wellness Center and help the community to know different kind of steps and strategies they can do to reduce their risks of developing diabetes.
And for the runners themselves, you guys have decided to put some education points, some factoids about health and diabetes prevention as people are running. Can you tell us about a couple of those?
Well, I think several of the signs are talking about the statistics associated with diabetes, which is a major epidemic in the United States. It's the seventh leading cause of death in the U.S., and 30 million people have diabetes. And so a lot of the facts have to do with what are your risk factors for diabetes, being weight, inactivity, family history, ethnicity, and then also what kinds of things can you do to reduce your risks of developing diabetes. And that's something that we're really working on this year with the St. John's Diabetes team, is to prevent the development of diabetes in the community.
How do you get out into the community and do that? Because I feel like, you know, probably people who are participating in a 5K on Thanksgiving are pretty active already. How do we reach people that might really be at risk?
Well, actually, this is not an event that's only for active people. It can be, people don't have to run. They can walk. You can bring your family. And so we're trying to really encourage all of the patients that we see in St. John's Diabetes to participate in the activity. And we have quite a few people who would not have ever done a race who are planning to participate this year. We are also, I'm on the radio right now, and we're doing a lot of different things to try and outreach. St. John's now has, in our diabetes group, we have a diabetes prevention program, which is a CDC-driven program that is focused on helping to prevent the progression from pre-diabetes to diabetes. And that's something that we're just trying to get the rest of the community to know and be aware that they can participate.
You're listening to KHOL Jackson. I'm talking to Dr. Miller from the St. John's Wellness Department about a way to counteract the effects of the giant meal that many partake in on Thursday, which is Thanksgiving. That's the 24th annual Turkey Trot, taking off from the Teton County Parks and Recreation Center on Thursday morning. There is a special rate for families, and you can register online. So you recommend, you know, being active. You said obesity is a risk factor, genetics. What else can we do in our daily lives to protect our health?
Diet and daily choices. So sugar doesn't cause diabetes, but being overweight does. And so eating appropriate food choices and making the right decisions so that we can try and avoid that kind of weight gain and the creep that develops as we age, because diabetes is much more common as we get older, and we tend to get a little bit bigger as we get older. So if we can really be conscious of that, work on our diet and having appropriate portions, eating a healthy and nutritious diet so that we aren't driven to eat or overeat, and trying to maintain a healthy kind of balance.
What about on Thanksgiving Day itself, where there's this culture of eating past being full, or perhaps having five different types of pie, situations like that with the holidays coming up?
Well, there are no off-limit foods really in I don't think, in for health, but I think that it's all about portion size. You don't need five pieces of pie. Having a small portion of each of the different foods can be enjoyable and healthy as well.
Excellent. And then I just wanted to ask, what happens if we don't address this diabetes epidemic? You said there's such a large number of people affected. What happens if we can't get it under control in our country or the world?
Well, the problem is that diabetes accounts for about $235 billion of healthcare expenditures. It's the seventh leading cause of death. It is the number one cause for preventable non-traumatic amputations, kidney failure, blindness. And so if we don't intervene, then it adds more to the expenditures and also the problems that happen for people. And no one wants to be blind or lose their foot, right? So if we can prevent the diabetes, we can also prevent those more severe outcomes down the road.
Well, thank you so much for being here.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
That's Dr. Miller. She is off to see a patient, but you can catch all the fun factoids and activities tied into the Thanksgiving Day Turkey Trot on Thursday, November 24th. The 5K race, which can be casual or more race-like if you want, takes off from the Teton County Parks and Rec Center on Thursday morning. You can register on the Teton County Parks and Rec website. You're listening to 89.1 KHOL Jackson.